من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين. يا مريم اقنتي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. In the previous ayats, the silsila, the whole chain of events which Allah Ta'ala is explaining, Allah explained of Allah Ta'ala's great favor on Ali Ibrahim, on the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ali Imran, and the family of Imran alayhi salam. Then Allah Ta'ala spoke particularly about Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and her great position. And then about in between about Zakariya alayhi salam, and that is what we were discussing. After that, now Allah reverts again to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and great instances and lessons to be learned from her life. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ or جَبْ فَرِشْتُ فَرِشْتَ بُولِ. The farishtas came personally in front of her and they spoke to her. This was a very, very great honor. Allah does not send malaika to anyone normally, only to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But she was so auspicious, so great, that the malaika came to her and told her, Ya Maryamu, Inna Allah istafaki. Ya Maryam, Allah ne tujhko pasand kiya. O Maryam, Allah has chosen you. He's given you a very great and high position. And that was that she was made, Allah gave her the opportunity that she had her khanqah, her room in Baitul Muqaddas, where she devoted herself for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a great ni'mat. A person who gets the tawfiq of making Allah's ibadat. There are many, many people who would like to free themselves for the ibadat of Allah, but they have a lot of other occupation and they are occupied. There are other people who are ill. They also would like to make Allah's ibadat. But they have, and to have the tawfiq is a great luxury from Allah. That your mind also is free for Allah's ibadat. Your body, your time is also free for Allah's ibadat. It is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So they reminded her of this great favor that Allah had chosen you, and particularly when you are a woman. This is normally for men, that they will be exclusive like this. And especially that at the masjid, that is not for women normally, for them to be at the masjid. But Allah had given her this great position. وَطَحْهَرَكِ or sutra banaya, and Allah purified you. You were purified, that you did not get your menses, your menses like other women. The dirty blood that comes out, Allah kept her free from that also. And her character, her morals, her aqaid, her tawheed, everything, her tawheed was also pure. It was not tainted in any way whatsoever. Her akhlaq, her character, great, great qualities Allah has given her. وَاسْتَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ اور پسند کیا تجھ کو سب جہاں کی عورتوں پر. And Allah chose you and made you His beloved over all the women in the world. In that every child when it is born, shaitan touches the child. And that is when the child starts crying. But she was saved from that also. And she's the only woman in the world that was saved from that also. And she had no desire for man whatsoever. Otherwise, normally, man and woman, Allah has made that they have desire for one another, and Allah made a permissible way of nikah for that also. But she had no desire whatsoever. So in other words, Allah made her very pure, very clean, very high, exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. And that the malaika came and spoke to her. What a great thing that was. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Maryamu, uqnuti li rabbi. Ya Maryam, bandagi kar apne rab ki. So, O Maryam, in return and in appreciation, which she was doing, do it with more devotion. Do it with more concentration. Stand in ibadat for Allah Ta'ala. And long standing in namaz is very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Any namaz that we make, jamaat namaz is excluded, there a person should consider the whole jamaat. But our own namazes, especially our nafil, where that nafil is very beloved, which is very long in the standing position. We read more of Quran Sharif when we are standing. So particularly she was given that advice, that hidayat, that make your namazes turn to Allah Ta'ala and make your rakats long, stand long in your namaz. Was judi, or sajda kar and make sajda. Sajda is very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّعَجِدُ. The most closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is when he's in the position of sajda. And make your sajda also properly. Unfortunately, and these are all lessons for us. Most of us, our sajdas are just like a fowl picking grain from the ground. Up and down, up and down. That is how our namazes are. It should be what minah and ta'deel arkan. That all the bones or all the joints of the body, when we turn our change our positions in namaz, we should not come away from the one position until all the joints have settled in that position. When we go in ruku, then let all the joints which are now have moved, let them settle properly in their position. So long that ruku should be. And when we get up from there again, then again all the joints should come back to their place. Not just up and down. It is very unhealthy also for a person, for his joints of his body. When a person makes namaz like that, fast, fast, up, down, that is not the way. So make your namaz, make your sajdas also properly. Warka'i or ruku'kar ma'ar raki'in or ruku'kar saath ruku karne walo ke, and make ruku with those people who do make ruku. And by this is reference of making namaz with jamaat. It is highly possible that in their Shariat it was permissible for women to make namaz with jamaat. Of course, then there are a lot of regulations. The woman should be right at the back. The further they are away from the man, the more better. And they should come when all the men are already in the namaz. It must not happen that men are passing them. And today, how men mostly come late for namaz. That was not the case. All the men were there already. And they were in the front. And that also, before the men get up from their namaz, the woman must leave again and go away. So it could be referring to that. Or it could be referring as an exceptional case for Maryam alayhi salam, that she was permitted. And or it could be that in your namaz, make ruku, your own namaz when you are making. Make sure you make your ruku also and make it properly also. So all these great commands and favors of Allah upon her. Allah is mentioning all this of His chosen servants. And it is for us, not only for the woman of our people, but for even us as men, that we must make our namazes properly. We would devotion, concentration properly, and we should appreciate all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. The very fact that Allah Ta'ala has made us human, and He gave us salamati a'adha. We are not blind, we are not squint, we are not cockeyed, we are not stuttering in our speech, we are not limping when we walk. Billions of Allah's ni'mat outwardly which Allah has blessed us with. Then our hal ihwal, our conditions around us. Here we are sitting and without any real worry on our heads. We are sitting, we know our families are safe at home, all our things. What was it? Like in the COVID time, we couldn't be sitting like this. We would be afraid police will come and arrest us. We were afraid people will report us. Yet today we are sitting without any fear. All these great ni'mat of Allah and untold that Allah made us Muslims. He gave us the great wealth of Iman. We should think of this and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great gift We never even thought about it. We did not ask for it. Without being worthy, Allah has blessed us with that. How much shukr? But we should think for ourselves, do I make any shukr? Do I appreciate, I mean, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the great position. And then Allah made us in the ummah of Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. There are how many other people who call themselves also in the ummah, but they are completely astray. The Qadianis, the Shias, etc., modernists, how many other people? And then Allah Ta'ala made us from the ulama of Dioban. Then there are many other ulama in the world also, who are also like the ulama of Dioban, the righteous people. All these are great ni'mat. If we were from other groups of ulama, who are deviated, who are on the wrong direction, then we shouldn't even realize we are wrong. We would be doing also all the wrong and convinced that we are doing the right. So Allah's ni'mat upon us are unlimited and untold. So where Allah is mentioning His favors to Maryam alayhi salam, we should also think of the favors of Allah upon us. And in return, we should also make our namazes properly. And with concentration, devotion, and what is called a namaz. Not what is called just rushing up and down, kissing the ground and back to town. Not that kind of an exercise. But namaz, what is called namaz. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept from us, and let us strive in this direction. Mm-hmm.